from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
You know, when you see a lot of teams draft a quarterback that high, coming off kind of a losing season, that he would be QB1. He would be the number one guy. What went into your decision on to going in a, it seems like, a different direction with Jacoby Brissett being QB1?
I wouldn't say a different direction. I would say that Jacoby has played in this league for a long time, and he has really earned the right, and I would say earned the respect of his teammates and also the coaches to go out there and move the ball. Now, in saying that, we came into the season, even like right after we drafted Drake at 3, with a plan, a development plan. And so sometimes I feel like, not that people are talking out of both sides of their mouths, but, you know, we talk about how he's developed here during training camp, but then also, why isn't he playing? And so, like I said, we're going to stick to the plan. It may not be a popular plan, but we're doing what we think is right for the organization, not only in the near term, but also the long term.
You can turn 10 o'clock, but I don't really know. And I can't remember caring for an hour or so. Started crying and I couldn't stop myself. I started running, but there's nowhere to run to. I sat down on the street, took a look at myself. Say, where you going, man? You know the world is headed for hell. Say, goodbyes, if you got someone you can say goodbye to. I believe the world is burning to the ground. Oh well, I guess we're gonna find out. Let's see how far we come right now. Let's see.
Well, that was Jerod Mayo moments ago on sticking with the plan, whether it is unpopular or not. And I guess that plan was to start Jacoby Brissett, or to at least head into training camp with Jacoby Brissett as your QB1, and then should something extraordinary happen with Drake May, to you know, to change on the fly or adjust on the fly or whatever. But I, as is usually the case, I was looking at the Twitch chat during the break, and John in the car said, "Whoa, they find him refreshing for saying nothing." He said a lot to me. I didn't feel like Jerod Mayo said nothing. I felt like Bill generally said not a lot.
He said a hell of a lot more than we would have gotten out of Bill, and that's no disrespect to Bill.
Did you not hear what we came back with? They basically told us about the plan.
Right.
Whether we agree with it or like you said, whether you like it or you don't like it, or you agree with it or you disagree with it, the plan was, which, and I don't agree with it, was to go slow with Drake May. But then he also said, guess what? It looks like, and Chime, this was might have been your lead, Chime, but it looks like he might beat out Jacoby Brissett.
I have a really dumb question, but let's say Drake May starts week 1, and Brissett has been unimpressive at best and doesn't take it well. Is there any shot that Bailey Zappi's just the backup?
No.
Because it's just $8 million they'd be wasting.
I hope that the plan going into this, like Jerod said, was to have Jacoby be QB1 in preseason, that the plan was not that Jacoby was going to be QB1, because I do think that that is a waste of a pick at third overall. If your plan, you're picking Drake May third overall, but you have a plan that he is not going to see.
Yeah, but again, when it comes to the plan, you may get a little indication of what it is when he says, you know, Gerard Mayo said, not just for now, but might be the best thing, not just for now, but for the future.
Right. So I think it came into Brissett has played, like he's talked about, knows a lot of football, has been in a lot of football games. That's why he came in as QB1. Okay? That's what I'm thinking. We're not sure if the young kid might be ready. We'll take him along slow. We'll develop him, because it's not just about this year. It's about the future. And if we're not very good, maybe there's a point in time where you see Drake May, but it might be midway through the season. But he also talked about, like, so for people say he didn't say much, he kind of told us about the Brandon Ayuk situation.
He did, kind of.
Literally nobody thinks he didn't say anything. This one person in Twitch said that he did. I mean, anybody with half a brain listens to that and says, I hope this guy's successful. What a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, that's my main question. Because, you know, he's yet to coach a regular season game, so you can only judge on what you've seen so far. But do you like that style of communication, which is the polar opposite of the last guy? Do you like that style of communication from your head coach?
It only matters if they win. Like, Bill Belichick was here for 25 years, and he said nothing. Gerard Mayo, if he wins, can say whatever he wants, and he'll have a job. But if I'm just in my car and I'm driving to work, I find that far more enjoyable than snorting and farting into the microphone.
And I think there's a lot of different ways to do it, and we've seen that before. I like the Bill approach, because I think the Bill approach, it keeps players in line for not saying reckless stuff and giving bulletin board material. I mean, we've went down that, you know, down that road before, whether it's talk about the Jets when Rex Ryan was the coach. But I don't mind what Rex Ryan did as a coach, you know. If he's going to be freely with how he speaks to the media and he's given that to his players, they kind of walk with confidence. So I can go either way. I think Gerard's in a situation where he speaks openly.
Yeah.
He doesn't go like the cocky, Rex Ryan type approach.
No, I like his approach.
But he'll
really
give
do.
You stuff. I mean, he basically said it was up to Brandon Ayuk. There was some type of deal out there, and it seems like he might end up back in San Francisco, but it wasn't at the fault of them not trying.
And I would also say, there's not going to be a ton of wins this year. Bill Belichick was 5-13 in his second stop as the head coach in his first 18 games. So before they go 1-4 and everybody's like, what an idiot, he's talking, they're losing. Well, Bill said nothing and lost when he didn't have the greatest quarterback of all time. So let's see what this team does. But I can be bought, and that was as kind as anything he's ever said. That was amazing about Pudge. I hope they go 17-0 for every season.
This is Walshy. Hello, Walshy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you. What's up?
Driving down the expressway. Tell John on the text that didn't like Gerard to, you know, he's got it backwards. I loved his kudos to him. His calm demeanor, the right vibe, you know, preseason, very intelligent. I thought he was great.
Excellent.
Just a couple of quick things. Wiggy, I was worried about you. How were the waves on the ferry?
No, the waves were fine. It was a smooth ride. Like, what was that song? It was smooth sailing.
There you go. Nailed it.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. No, I'm glad you had a good time. But no, I wanted to echo Curtis's lead about and give a shout out to the Power Forward group. They're an amazing, amazing. And of course, condolences about Pudge. I'm so sorry about that. I have a small dog, too. He's a member of the family.
Yep.
But Power Forward was founded by, you know, the amazing Kevin Stevens and his sister Kelly Wilson a few years ago. But it's essentially an addiction recovery long-term support program where they, you know, award scholarships to cover sober house rent, you know, the room and board. But it's an absolutely crucial time in recovery. or to look at it from a different perspective.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If someone couldn't afford that rent, it's the absolute worst time in the world to have a gap in your recovery. It would have all sorts of horrible implications. But just to give you an idea, Kelly Wilson said they went from 3 requests for scholarships a week last year to over 40 a week this year.
Wow.
So, but anyway, the company I work for sponsored the Power Forward Golf Tournament last week. And Curtis, I looked everywhere for you.
Oh, I was there. I banged my noggin.
Did you play all 18 holes?
Oh, you're damn right I did.
Are you sure?
I sure did. I went in, gave a hug to Kelly and a hug to Kevin Stevens. And wow. I headed home. It was a long day. I got on the road at 6:30. I couldn't stay for dinner, but I had a wonderful time.
Walshy, thanks for the
call. Yeah, next time Curtis gonna have to find Walshy so he knows that you're there.
And not only did you mention that, Curtis, but you mentioned earlier this morning when talking about Pudge, the rescue where you guys got him from.
Great Dog Rescue New England in Harvard, Mass. Mm-hmm. GDRNE. It is a phenomenal. There's a million great rescue programs, and that's what we used to get Pudge. Quicks, I never had a pet. I was the family pet, and I got Pudge. I drove from Harvard to Southie. He's in this tiny crate, and I get home, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to go take a pee. I take Pudge, not thinking that this tiny dog might have to go to the bathroom. I put him on the floor of our kitchen area. I go to the bathroom. I come out. A 5-pound dog dropped a 4-pound poop in 2 gallons of water. And I was like, I have made the biggest mistake of my life. A total and complete moron I am. But I missed the guy. But no, very nice. And
wasn't that also the first time you blamed your fart on him?
It was.
If I remember correctly.
Of all the things I missed the most, it's the excuse of his gas really being mine.
That wasn't me, honey. That was the dog.
No, it must have been, he ate another, chicken finger.
And you know the other thing real quick back to the Mayo that I think he did that was kind of brilliant is he talked about the Brandon Ayuk and the collaborativeness of, going after free agents. But he also said Elliot Wolf had the final say. So when we judge Mayo, right, we'll judge him more for what he does on the field X's and O's as a coach than why he was
roster stuff.
He's yes.
Yes.
So he leaves himself like, I'm helping, but he has final say. Where it was like when we criticized Bill, we knew Bill had final say. So any
Bill tried to take that approach before his last season, though, with us. He was like, it's not just me, and it's a collaborative effort. Yeah. So he did do that.
But he was trying to soften the blow, like, okay, if something goes wrong, don't just drop the blame on my lap. I think what Mayo does in this situation is like, yeah, I help out. But if you really want to figure out who has the final say when it comes to roster decisions, it seems like it is Elliot Wolf, and that Robert Kraft and Jonathan have entrusted those guys to do it. Mm-hmm. So I think when we're looking at Mayo this season, and Greg, you asked this question a while back, it's really we're going to judge him on how he does his in-game adjustments.
In-game, that's it.
You know, timeouts, decisions he makes. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that I think we'll judge him, and then we'll give him a little bit of a shorter leash and say, I mean, a longer leash and go, well, you don't have much talent. Let's see what you look like next year.
And we've seen it, Greg, all the people that have tried to be Bill, it hasn't worked because they're not. And I feel like whether or not Jerod Mayo succeeds, he's at least doing it his way.
So who do you think has final say on week one starter?
I think that is outside of Jerod Mayo's purview.
You do?
Absolutely. I think it's Elliott Wolf with Kraft.
Wow. See, I would have said it. That's Mayo.
I might have said it's Alex Van Pelt even over Mayo.
Well, I would say
Mayo said he's the, you know, the offensive head coach.
Right. I would say that Mayo's probably deferring to Van Pelt in the sense of like, okay, that's the guy you sure we want to go with, Alex? And he's like, yeah. And then Mayo goes, okay, I'll sign off on that. But if Mayo wanted Drake to start, I think he would be able to trump Van Pelt. But maybe, Curtis, you might be right.
We could be saying the same thing. Like, Van Pelt works for Elliott Wolf as mm-hmm. well. You know what I'm saying? Like, so just the same reason why Kraft didn't give Elliott Wolf the full title until after the draft, I believe that was so that he was indebted to do what Kraft wanted before he rewarded him with the deal. And in this case, I don't think it's unique to the Patriots, Greg. If you're a first-year head coach and your organization used a third pick in the draft, that is a generational-level player that you're hoping to get that everybody in that organization should be on board with.
Yeah. All right. Well, week one,
mm-hmm.
preseason,
yeah.
week two, week three with Jerod Mayo in the books, and we will be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.